Hina Mem Dalet, Tzion Gveret, combines two themes that we've been hearing about all morning, that prior speakers spoke about so such an inspirational way. I want to express my personal thanks to all of the speakers and to the Rav for arranging this program. On the one hand, the Kina describes, sometimes in graphic detail, the details of the Churban and of the tragedies that accompany it. For example, Lipsu Meshichai, third stanza, Lipsu Meshichai Bedam Kodkod Siganim Trof Shoa Vekar Ramos Ami Bechirayich. My anointed ones, referring to the Kohen Gadol and the king, were besmirched by the blood that splattered from the smashed skulls of the slain princes. Very graphic description of the Churban. And on the other hand, this Kina describes some of the things that we lost in the time of the Churban. Just reading from the English in the art scroll, the loss of the Aron, the Mishkan, the seats, the head plate of the Kohen Gadol, the ephod, that the choshen that contained the name of Hashem. Even the inhabitants of the most remote islands acknowledge your power to reveal secrets through the signs of the Urim Tumim, breastplate, the Ruach HaKodesh, the Nevuah that was lost. The sun and all the heavenly stars were plunged into deepest silence. The moon and the constellations of Pleiades, Ursa, and Orion, let them all weep over this. The wisdom of the sages vanished on that day of the temple's destruction, and your leaders were imprisoned, and your precious ones, the sons of Zion, were bent low. The crown of Jewish kings is now worn by Gentile daughters, the crown resplendent with precious stones. Yisrael, at one time you were a sturdy vine, a choice planting. At the dawn of your history, when your buds blossomed and flowered, your vine's tendrils got entangled in destruction, in the destructive thorns of sins. A very detailed and graphic description of some of what we lost. Sefer Tal Lechayim Mikdash Melech, a contemporary of Reuben Sasson, he's a contemporary Rosh Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, quotes a Zohar that brings a discussion between the Jews in Bavel and the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. The Jews in Bavel said, we are the ones who should cry. We're the ones who should make a hesped for the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash, because we're the ones who are scattered among the nations. We're the ones who are suffering in exile. And the Jews of Eretz Yisrael respond to them, it's true, you are scattered among the nations, and that is something to cry over. But you'd be crying for yourselves. That would not be crying for the Churban. We in Eretz Yisrael, we in Yerushalayim, who see the desolation, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, as an aside, this discussion, we know, go to Yerushalayim, there are Tir Kriya, you see the Harabayis, and there's discussion among contemporary poskim, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, what's the status today when we control Yerushalayim? We don't have a Beis HaMikdash, but there's concept of tearing Kriya over the destroyed cities of Yehuda. Today we control all of that. Do we still tear Kriya? And it's a halachic discussion. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said, and he lived his entire life in Yerushalayim, for 85 years, he said, when I hear a church bell ringing in the holy city, how could I not mourn? And returning to the Zohar says that the people in Eretz Yisrael say, we are the ones who understand the Churban, who understand the destruction. You in Bavel, you're mourning for yourselves because you're suffering in Galus, but you're not mourning for the Shechina. You're not mourning for the Beis HaMikdash. And those are the two things that this Kina describes. On the one hand, the suffering, the blood, the murders, the massacres, the pogroms, and on the other hand, how the whole world changed as a result of the Korban. Everything that's missing. Havdil Elef Alfei Havdalos, or as one of my children would say, Havdil Rivivei Rivivos Havdalos, billions of levels of difference. My father sometimes says that he remembers the tomatoes in Brooklyn when he was growing up, and the tomatoes today are nothing like the tomatoes in Brooklyn. And if just in 70, 80 years, the tomatoes have changed so much, imagine what the tomatoes were like in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. The Chassam Sofer, his drasha, one of his drashas for Rosh Hashanah, he writes that from the time that we were exiled from our land, the flow of good from Hashem, the pipes that bring the flow of good are all messed up, doesn't flow the way it used to. And that's true of Gashmius, that's true of physical things, and how much more so is it true in when it comes to Ruchnius, to our understanding of the Torah. Torah comes from Eretz Yisrael, Avira d'Eretz Yisrael Machkim, the air of Eretz Yisrael makes a person wise. And today, in Golos, that's lost. Even in Eretz Yisrael, it's only a small fraction of what it once was. Chassam Sofer says, we're living in a generation of, we're an orphaned generation. There's no wisdom left. This was a Chassam Sofer's drasha on Rosh Hashanah, Taf Kof Nun, 1789. In 1789, there was a Noda Yehuda. There was the author of the Ktzos, the Nesivos, or Akiva Eger, Chassam Sofer himself. And he says, we're a generation of orphans. We have no Torah scholars. We have no wisdom. Imagine what we're missing. Imagine what was in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, in the time when things were operating properly. The Zohar, in another place, says, comments on the Pasuk, V'achalta v'savata v'rachta t'shem al-kecha, you'll eat and be satiated and bless Hashem, kama zaka'in inun Yisrael, how fortunate are the Jewish people, d'kud shabrichu itre'i behu, that Hashem desires them, v'kariv lon l'gabei mikol amim, he brings us closer than all the nations, uv'gineon d'Yisrael yahiv mizona v'sava l'chol alma, in the merit of the Jewish people, Hashem gives food and satiation to the entire world. If not for the Jewish people, Hashem would not sustain the world. The Zohar continues, now that the Jewish people are in Golos, the Goyim actually get more. More gashmius, more food. Why is that? If it all depends on the Jewish people, then now that we're in Golos, Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, the world is not running properly, so everybody should be poor. Why? There are more billionaires now than there ever were. Why is that? So Zohar explains, Bezimna davu Yisrael ba'ara kadisha, when the Jews were in the Holy Land, our food came from a very high place. And from there it trickled down to the Goyim. But today it's the opposite. In those days, they got what trickled down from us. But now that we're in Golos, it's turned around. It's the opposite. There has to be so much wealth in the world so that it can trickle down to us at the very end. Instead of being the first ones online to be, when all good things flow down from heaven, instead of being first and the rest of the world getting the leftovers, we get the leftovers. And we don't sense this. Everything seems to be fine. But that's what Chazal tell us. And so the question is asked, and Ryan asked this question, and some of the other speakers alluded to this question, how can we relate to this, since we really don't feel that we're in Galus, at least a good part of the time? Rav Chaim Zaitchik, one of the Rosh Yeshiva of Nevardok, quotes the Medrash Eicha Rabba, which says, Maaseh b'ishah achat shehayta b'shchunato shel Rabbi Gamliel. There's a woman in Rabbi Gamliel's neighborhood. Vayala ben tishchoret. She had a young son. Umet, he died. Vayta bocha alav balayla. Every night she would cry for her son who died. Vayah Rabbi Gamliel shomead kola. Rabbi Gamliel would hear her voice. Vayanizkar b'chorban beit hamikdash. And it would remind him of the destruction of the beit hamikdash. Vayah bocheima ash nashru yiseinav. And he cried along with her until his eyelashes fell out. When his students realized, they moved this woman to another neighborhood because Rabbi Gamliel couldn't take it anymore. And the question is asked, a couple different questions you could ask. The woman was crying for her son. How did that remind Rabbi Gamliel of the Beis HaMikdash? And furthermore, if the woman was crying for her young son who died, why wasn't Rabbi Gamliel crying with her for her loss? Why didn't he feel her loss? Why didn't he share in her loss? And the answer is, to both questions, that in fact, Rabbi Gamliel was crying for her loss. But Rabbi Gamliel understood that the root cause of all tragedies, of all losses that we suffer, is the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. If the world were running properly, if the world were running the way it was supposed to, we wouldn't have the tragedies that we have. And so when Rabbi Gamliel heard her cries, he felt her pain. He felt her pain very intensely, but he understood the root cause of it, and so he cried for the Beis HaMikdash. Rav Zaitchik quotes a pasuk in Yirmiyah, "Bat ami chigri sak, the daughter of my nation, dress yourself in sackcloth, vipalshi ba'efer, and roll, spread yourself out in the dust. Evel yachid asilach, make a mourning for Yachid, mispeit tamurim, a bitter eulogy." And he explains that Yirmiyah is giving us this advice. It's very difficult for us to appreciate the Churban and Beis HaMikdash. But if we focus on the suffering of an individual and we relate it back to the root cause, to the Beis HaMikdash, then we are able to appreciate what we lost. Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says something similar. He was talking about the Holocaust. How can we imagine, many of us, those of us who are older, had the great schos to know Holocaust survivors and to hear their experiences, but very gradually that's disappearing. Our children, certainly our grandchildren, won't have that opportunity. How can a person relate to the loss of 6 million Jews? Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said, pick a gadol, pick a city, pick a person, and study that, the life of that gadol or the history of that city. And I can tell you personally, I've for many decades been involved in researching my family tree, genealogy, in trying. One of my biggest regrets is that, you know, I got a lot of names and dates and places from my grandfather. But I never said, tell me about your mother. Tell me about your father. What were they like? But to a little bit, we could still try to get to know these people through talking to people who knew them, through studying history, through pictures. And by making these people real to us, or one person, or pick one city where your ancestors came from and study that city, you can gain some appreciation of the Holocaust. And the same thing by focusing, don't try to focus on the the entire destruction of the Beis HaMikdash and the loss of millions of people at the time of the Beis HaMikdash and all the tragedies of the Jewish people since then. Pick one thing and focus on that. One tragedy that we've unfortunately been close to and focus on that and understand that where it comes from. And then a person can gain some appreciation. The kina ends, as many of the kinos do, on a note of consolation. Esmach v'asis b'yom eshmam v'aser b'kol. I will rejoice and exalt in the day when I hear the herald who proclaims Shalom menucha d'rosh v'shalom asirayich. He'll bring tranquility to, he'll seek the peace of the captives and bring tranquility to all the captives. Yirtzeh Hashem, in the near future, we should not have to try to remember these tragedies anymore.